Go ahead and line your backs. And just sense how you guys are lying on the floor right now. So settle into the floor. And what in particular comes to the forefront with you? Do you sense a shoulder? Do you sense a foot? Do you have an ache somewhere that's basically forefront in your... And let's take a look at the pelvis and sense which side is making a little bit more contact and which side is making a little bit less contact. And then let's go up the spine and sense the low back into the mid back into the upper back and the thoracic. Can you feel both the left and the right side of the spine clearly? Roll your head gently from left to right. You don't need to roll to see how far you can go, but roll to feel the quality. How lubricated is it to the left and to the right? And pause in the middle. Interlace your fingers behind your head. And without trying to go anywhere or trying to do anything, just bring your elbows together and using your hands, lift your head as if you were to look between your feet. And just lift it and lower. And just sense, how is that? How easy is it to lift the head? Lift it and lower it. And once you get a sense of how it is, where do you see easily to? You may not see your feet. Where on the wall do you see to easily? It's just a quick test. Nothing to aspire to. And then you let it go and you bring your arms down by your side. So now let's stand the right foot. Bring the right foot to standing. So the right knee is directed towards the ceiling. Your right foot is on the floor. Your arms are by your side. And now let's push through the right foot to lift the right side of the pelvis and come and lower it down again. And just repeat this movement a couple times. You're just lifting the right side of your pelvis and lowering it down again. And once you get familiar and comfortable with the movement, you don't have to lift it high. You just lift it to where it's nice and comfortable. As you get comfortable with the movement, begin paying attention to how the lifting of the right side of the pelvis influences you higher up. So how it influences the low back, the middle back, and the upper back. Can you sense how the spine basically turns and lengthens, and that you're going to end up having a little bit more pressure on the left shoulder. Relax your neck and see if you allow your head to roll, if it would roll in any one particular direction. And then leave your head in the middle and continue doing that. Continue lifting the pelvis, the right side of the pelvis. And leave that and pause and let both legs go long. Stand the left foot. Now press through the left foot to raise the left side of the pelvis. And come back. And just repeat this movement a couple times just so that you get comfortable with lifting the left side of the pelvis. Don't have to lift it that high, but if possible, try and keep the left knee directed towards the ceiling. And see if you can just leave your head behind, leave your shoulders behind. Can you lift it, your pelvis, so that both shoulders stay on the ground? One may unweight a little bit, and one may take more weight. Just feel. Pause. Stand the right foot and let the left foot go long. And now do it on the, lift the right side of the pelvis through the right foot. Left leg is long. And just feel, how is this different? Is one side able to, you know, is the communication of the force through the foot as it goes up the spine, is it clearer on one foot than it is on the other? Try it a few times. Pause. And switch legs again. Is it harder to keep one knee directed towards the ceiling than the other? Is it hard to keep the shoulder blade of the side that you're lifting, in this case the left shoulder blade, is it harder to keep that on the floor? And then pause and let both legs go long. Now let's stand both feet. Put your feet in a nice, comfortable situation, position. Probably closer to the pelvis, or reasonably close to the pelvis. That'd be touching. So now, arms by your side. Now what you're going to do is you're going to push through both feet to lift the pelvis up into the air and lower it back down. So the task here is not to lift your pelvis high. Task is just to lift your pelvis clearly. While you're breathing and while you're maintaining awareness. And once you lift your pelvis a few times, then sense your spine. Can you sense, when you lift your pelvis, how you're chaining the vertebrae up of the back, how the contact that the back makes with the floor goes up vertebrae by vertebrae, or groups of vertebrae by groups of vertebrae. Don't try and make anything happen. Just lift your pelvis and follow the line of contact as it goes up. Are there some places that are a little bit more clear? Are there others that are not so clear? In this process, can you now try lifting the pelvis just a little bit higher, as long as it's comfortable? Perhaps you can get it into the mid-back. Perhaps you can get it in between your shoulder blades. Anytime you're tired, you can, of course, take a rest, stop. Maybe now is a good time to just let your legs go long and rest. I guess everyone likes this because no one wants to let their legs go long and rest. Some of us are little all-stars, huh? All right, you guys, for real, let's let the legs go long and rest, because, you know, you're going to burn out otherwise. Okay, so now, as you're lying here, sense how you're making contact with the floor now. Sense how your legs are lying. Are your legs perhaps a little bit narrower together or a little wider apart than they were when you started? Are you maybe turned out a little bit more? By turned out, I mean the angle that the toes are making is turned outward away from the body. And sense your spine. And in particular, you know, sense also the left and the right side of the spine along the paths that you were making contact with when you were lifting the pelvis. All right, let's stand our feet. Bring both feet to standing. And now, let's interlace your fingers and place your fingers behind your head. Bring the elbows together. And now gently lift your head and lower it. And lower it. And so before we lifted the pelvis and asked you to pay attention to, and you did pay attention to, the chaining of the vertebrae as they go up in the contact. So as you do this movement, can you pay attention to, it's not going to be as great obviously, but can you pay attention to how the contact, the weight that you're making with the floor, how that moves vertebrae to vertebrae or groups of vertebrae by groups of vertebrae? Are you a little bit more on the left side of the spine, a little bit more on the right side of the spine? Make sure you breathe. You're not doing a sit-up, so the intention is not to, you know, get buff here. You can get buff tomorrow. And stop. Pause. All right, so now let's lift your head up and hold it. Hold it in place, someplace comfortable. Alright, and now lift, push through your feet to lift your pelvis up and lower it back down. And so now you're going to feel the weight shifting on your spine in a different way. When you lift your pelvis up, what happens to your head? Does your head want to go back down to the floor a little bit? Allow that to happen. So there's almost a little bit of a seesaw effect. You lift the pelvis, your head goes back. Your pelvis goes down, your head comes up a little bit. Seesaw effect. So as you lift the pelvis, the head goes down to the floor. And as you... That's it. So, again, make it slowly. And do it in a way so that you can really pay attention to how the weight, how the contact, your contact passes along the spine. If it gets tiring, stop. Take a break. The idea is you're rocking back and forth along your spine, lifting your pelvis and lifting your head. All right, pause. And let your arms just go long, but keep your feet standing. Okay. Let's interlace the fingers again behind the head. However, let's interlace them non-habitually. So, if you guys know what that means, if habitual is like this, non-habitually is moving the fingers over by one. So, usually you have one way that you prefer. So, do the opposite way. Lift the head again, and then once it's in a comfortable position, push through the feet to lift the pelvis, but now keep the head in the same place, so don't let the head fall back. So now it's going to be a little bit more difficult to lift the pelvis as high as it was before because you're keeping the head fixed. Make sure you breathe as you do this and just feel how the contact of your spine is different. And then if you want, just do once or twice, let your head go down as you lift your pelvis up. So you're doing the seesaw motion. And sense how it is to lift the pelvis like that. And take a break. Let your legs go long. Full rest. So now let's pay attention to how we're making contact with the floor. Now that we're, I don't know, a third of the way through the lesson. Particularly your spine, your pelvis, your shoulder blades. Are there parts of your spine that are closer to the floor than when you started? Maybe further away? Is your spine more clear? Does it feel a little bit longer? So we've been doing, well, first we started out doing some asymmetrical movements by pushing through one leg and then the other. And I think everybody noticed a difference between pushing through one leg and pushing through the other. And then we did a symmetrical movement of pushing through both legs. But of course, it's not exactly a symmetrical movement because the two legs work a little bit differently. And perhaps you guys felt more clarity on one side of the spine than the other side of the spine as you were lifting with both feet. So now we're going to do something asymmetrical again. Let's stand both feet, and cross your right leg over your left leg. So fully cross at the knees. So that you're fully crossed at your knees, your left foot is making very nice contact with the floor, your arms are long beside you. So now, I'm sure you can guess what's coming next. I want you to push through your left foot to lift your pelvis and lower it. Approach this slowly because it's pretty difficult when you first start. And through the lesson, you're going to allow this to improve. So you don't need to get to the finish line right away. Lift your pelvis by pushing through the foot and lower. And now as you do this, pay attention again to how the weight goes up your spine. It's likely that it's going to be more difficult to lift the pelvis high in this position. Now pause and just let your leg just stay in this position. Well, uncross your legs and let your legs go long. I mean, not long, just leave him standing, I'm sorry. Okay, so now let's cross the right leg over the left again. And let's repeat that movement, but let's bring it in slowly. What I'd like for you to do is pay attention to two things. One, pay attention to the pelvis. So before, when we were lifting with both feet, both sides of the pelvis were coming up pretty much equally, right? And there's no swiveling to the left or to the right or turning of the pelvis. But now as you lift the pelvis, pay attention to just pushing through the right foot, left foot. The right foot is quiet. It's just hanging there. What happens to the pelvis? Is there a swivel that occurs? Is there some sort of thing? Or does the pelvis stay balanced, let's say, and like completely horizontal, like it does when you push with two legs? And then sense how this, when you lift the pelvis, which shoulder blade you have more contact on the floor with as you lift. Does the weight go more towards the right, or does it go more towards the left? And pause. Okay, put both hands on your stomach. Pause. Both hands on your stomach. With your right hand, grab your left forearm. Your left forearm, not the elbow, just somewhere, your wrist, your left wrist. And gently, with your right hand, pull your left arm across your body a little bit. But like, let it rest. Just pull it across the body and let it rest. As if you wanted to, you know, yeah, that's good. So your forearm, your elbow is kind of resting on your belly. And your right shoulder, your left shoulder is off of the floor. So now in this position, lift your pelvis again and lower it. And feel how it is to do this movement. So now you feel more clearly, very clearly, how the weight's going onto the right shoulder with yourself in this position. Okay, pause. And now switch the arms. So now with your left hand, grab the right forearm, pull it across your belly a little bit, let it rest, so that your right shoulder now is a little bit off the ground. So the left hand grabs the right wrist, pulls it a little bit across the body so that the right forearm is. And now lift your pelvis gently and pay attention. Is it different to lift the pelvis like this? Now, what you're doing by pulling the shoulder like this is you're forcing the weight, the pelvis, to send the weight to the left shoulder as opposed to the right shoulder, which creates greater challenges of stability. Okay, pause. Let the arms go long near by you. And now push through the left foot again to lift your pelvis. And sense, is it any different now that you did this exploration of, you know, pulling with the arms, forcing the thing to one side or the other? Okay, let's leave it. Let your legs go long and take a nice rest. Wow. And again, scan how you're making contact with the floor. Is there one side of you that's a little bit longer than the other? Is working asymmetrically like this have an asymmetrical effect on how you're lying on the floor? Roll your head left and right gently.
Okay, and pause.
Stay on your feet. Cross the right leg over the left. Same way we were had it before. Cross the right leg over the left. Is that what we did before? Yeah, right leg over. Thank you. Okay. It's the right leg gets crossed over the left. So we're doing the same crossing as before. Okay. So now let's interlace the hand, interlace the fingers, place the hands behind the head. Lift the head gently and hold it up there. And lift it with the elbows. Let the elbows come together so it's comfortable, so you're not working with the neck. It's like your arms are keeping your head up. And now lift, push through your left foot to lift the pelvis and lower it. And feel now how the contact moves up and down through your spine as you do this. It's pretty challenging. Okay. Pause. Let your head go down to the floor. Bring your arms down to your side. So now, just lift your pelvis and sense, is it any easier to lift your pelvis in this position? Is it easier relative to when you started? Okay, now lift it up and hold it in a place where it's relatively comfortable. Now, by pushing through your foot when you're holding your pelvis up, can you oscillate your pelvis a little bit so it comes a little bit closer to your head and a little bit closer to your feet? So push through your foot as if you wanted to oscillate your pelvis. And what this will do is this will create an oscillation in your head. There will be a movement of the pelvis towards the head, and your head will oscillate up and down a little bit too. So when I say up and down, I mean towards the head and towards the direction of that your arms are going. So not up to the ceiling and down. Okay, let's pause for a second. Let's pause for a second and let's take a look at Mariana here. Okay, so lift your pelvis up. Okay, so now if I do this, do you feel that? So you push through your foot in order to create that. So the pelvis is going towards the head and towards the foot. I mean, this is a very hard thing to do and not an easy direction. It's pushing through your foot in order to create that. So just try that. Lift the pelvis up, and then it's almost like you're skewering your spine, or you're like oscillating, you know. You feel the sense of force going up through the vertebrae. All right. Yeah, feel how your head moves. Your head's going to move up and down a little bit. Your chin's going to move away from the chest. And leave it and let your legs go long. And sense how you're making contact now with the floor. The last rest, I asked you to pay attention to any asymmetrical effects of this. And of course, we did more asymmetrical stuff. So, are the shoulders lying differently? The arms perhaps lying differently? let's stand both the feet, and now let's cross the left leg over the right leg. And now gently begin pushing through your right foot to lift the pelvis. And get a sense of how this is. One leg is going to be easier to lift the pelvis with than the other. Do you recall when we were just pushing through one foot in isolation what it was like? Pay attention to how the weight moves up your spine. Pay attention to the swiveling of the pelvis or the non-swiveling of the pelvis. And where the weight gets directed to as you're lifting the pelvis. Does it go equally up the spine, or does it go more towards the left shoulder or the right shoulder? Pause. Put your hands on your belly. With your left hand, grab your right wrist and pull across a little bit. Just what you want is you want your right shoulder to be off of the ground, you know, or like not resting as fully on the ground as it was before. And now push through your right foot and sense where does the weight go up your spine as you do this. Has the asymmetry been enhanced by this? Pause and switch the arms. So your right hand will grab your left wrist, pull it a little bit across your body. So that the left shoulder is now off of the ground. And now try lifting in this position. And see, is it more challenging to balance through your foot? Is it more challenging to keep the pelvis? Are you able to lift the pelvis as high? Pause with the pelvis down and switch hands again. So with the left hand, grab the right wrist, pull it a little bit across your body so that your right shoulder is off of the ground, and now push like this. Is this way easier or harder than the other way? Okay, pause, stop that, let go of the arms, and uncross your legs and just stand your feet. And rest with your feet standing there. Sense your breathing. Where do you feel your inhalations? Can you sense an inhalation pressing against the floor on the back? An expansion there? To the sides and the front? Cross the left leg over the right again. Interlace your fingers. Non-habitually, if you care to non-habitually. Lift your head comfortably to a comfortable position and hold it there. The elbows nice and close together so that your neck doesn't have to do much work or any work. And now push through your right foot and raise and lower your pelvis by pushing through your foot. And do this many times, but now sense how the movement is going up your spine in this particular manner. raise and lower. And pay attention to what does your head do. Are you seesawing with the head? Or did you decide to keep the head fixed? There's no right, there's no wrong. But the important thing is to know what it is that you're doing. And bring your pelvis down to the floor. Let go of your hand. Put your head back on the floor. Your hands long by your side. Keep the legs crossed. And now, lastly, let's press through the right foot to lift the pelvis. And just see how has that changed during the course of doing all these different variations. But then also lift the pelvis to a nice comfortable place. Hold it. And now oscillate the pelvis towards your head and down away from you. So push through the foot to oscillate your pelvis. So the pelvis stays at the same height. It doesn't go to a different height. But by pushing through the foot, you know, you create this movement where the pelvis pushes up towards your head, pushes towards your head and away from you. And it's a nice little thing. You can feel how the forces transfer through your spine. And leave that, let that go. Uncross your legs, let both legs go long. Let's have a nice rest. Just sense now how your pelvis is lying on the floor, how your spine is making contact. You can roll your head if you want to. All right. So we're going to continue on with the lesson, but it's going to get perhaps even a little more unusual. So if I just want to reiterate, if there's a difficulty or if you really have to make a lot of effort so that you definitely are not breathing anymore or something, back off. And this is enough for a full lesson already. We're just going to do a little bit extra, but make sure that when you do these movements that you're doing them nice and easy, and that you can breathe, and that you're able to sense really what it is that you're doing. So now, stand both your feet, and lift your pelvis into the air, and leave it there at a nice position. And now, take your right leg and lift it from the floor, and bring it so that your right leg is pointed straight to the ceiling, as much as is possible. And now, in this position, take your foot and make pendulum movements to the left and to the right with your foot. To the left and to the right. Nice and gently. You're breathing. It's slow pendulum movements. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. And now, pay attention to how your pelvis moves to respond to this and how the weight is being shifted in your upper body and your shoulders. Anytime you get tired, pause. You can lower your pelvis, you can raise it up again, just very gently to the left and to the right. The idea is not to do a Pilates move, but to sense how you shift weight through your spine and your torso. Okay, let that go. Alright, so now raise your thing up, and now let's do the left leg. So raise your pelvis, Push through both feet to raise the pelvis. Let the left leg go long up to the ceiling. And in this position, make pendulum movements to the left and to the right. Very easy. The foot doesn't have to go very far. The pelvis will respond. Left and to the right. And do you feel how the weight shifts on your upper and your shoulders? Are you able to breathe? Are you sweating? Lower your pelvis down. Let your legs go long. Let's stand both the feet again. We're going to lift the pelvis up into the air and we're going to bring the right foot up to the ceiling again. So lift the pelvis nicely into the air where it's comfortable and bring the right foot up to the ceiling. The right leg is long. So now it's a little bit more complicated. Let's take the foot and lower it down towards the floor. It doesn't have to go all the way to the floor. Lower it down to the floor and bring it back up towards your head. Doesn't matter how far you move it, it's just that's the direction of the movement. And as you do this, something is going to happen to the right side of your pelvis. As you bring the right foot to the floor, the right side of the pelvis will also lower to the floor. And as you bring the foot up, the right side of the pelvis lifts a little bit. So there's a good foundation through the left foot. And the right side of the pelvis, the right hip joint can lower down with the foot and it raises up with the foot. And then feel, how does your upper body, how does your upper part of yourself respond? How does the weight shift on the shoulders and these things? All right, let's leave that. And now let's stand the feet to lift the pelvis. Push through the feet to lift the pelvis. And now bring your left foot, lift your left foot, bring it to the ceiling with the leg long. And now with this foot, lower it down towards the floor, not all the way to the floor, just some part of that direction, and then back up towards the head. And with the right leg, as a solid foundation, now feel what the left side of the pelvis does, what the left hip joint wants to do in this. Allow the pelvis to be free in this motion. The right side has a foundation, and the left side has liberty. And feel how the movement of the leg resonates throughout, up your spine, into your shoulders, into your neck. Pause. Let your legs go long. In Pilates, there's actually an exercise. It's a standard mat class exercise where you basically do this movement, but one of the focuses of it is to maintain that the pelvis stays level the entire time. Whereas here in that movement, we're allowing the pelvis to swivel or to move any way that it needs to in order to make the movement easy. Now, one's not better than the other. These are two different things. If you insist on holding the pelvis level, then you're going to strengthen muscles. Whereas if you allow the pelvis to move, you're going to stimulate the nervous system to learn new movement patterns. So both are good, but it's good to know, to understand the differentiation between the two. Okay, now sense how you're lying now. Are your legs lying any wider or any differently than they were when we started? Does the pelvis seem a little wider to you? The shoulders, the way they lie? What's the space like behind your neck? Has that changed at all? There's usually a little arch in the cervical spine. Stand both feet. And now, just like this, nicely and easily lift the pelvis by pushing through the feet and just see where you go. And lift it and lower it. Just see, ask yourself, is that different from what it was before? Is my pelvis lighter? Does the effort that I feel like I need to make in order to lift it less, has it changed? And you can also ask yourself, how high, well, no, don't ask yourself that, no. We're doing Feldenkrais here. All right, pause, let it go. Lie down, let your legs lie down. So now let's interlace the fingers behind the head. And at the beginning of the lesson, we lifted the head with the legs long and just tested what it was like to lift the head in this way. So let's do that again. Just without really trying to go anywhere, just lift the head and lower it and sense, is it feel different now to lift the head? Is the head maybe a little lighter? Just need to do it once or twice. Should our arms go long, legs go long, rest. And let's roll over to the side and come to sitting to make your way to standing. And do pay attention to how you're standing. Can you sense any changes in how you're making contact with your feet on the floor? Is your neck oriented over your pelvis the same or differently? Is your pelvis oriented over your feet? Same or differently? Walk a little bit. It's good to ask these kinds of questions. That's what basically, you know, one of the main things that we do in awareness through movement with the Feldenkrais method. But sometimes it also gets annoying. So just walk and enjoy it. And that's that. You're welcome.